everybody. I'm Liz Howdy.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Austin.
I was wondering, have you seen Twilight?
Welcome back, Liz.
Hi,
it's so good to have you here again.
I'm so excited.
Last episode you were on, you showed Josh the sixth sense.
And yes. Now you go to this.
Hey, okay, so
whiplash.
I'm in the midst of my Halloween movie watch, and you know, this counts as a monster
classic
movie.
Monster movie.
I feel like you could have picked a scary movie.
I mean, you don't know what's up. You haven't seen it.
I've seen it.
It's been around.
I've seen it several times.
Several times.
Liz, have you seen this movie?
Oh my god. Yeah. Yes, I have.
I once went to a movie theater when the first of the finale came out. So, the one you've seen. I saw the other two before it. It's
good
like a
god, in one sitting, man?
Oh yeah.
Cool.
Things you do for love.
I had all the collector cups for the movie theaters.
It was back when they don't look weird, right?
Yeah.
Before they got turned into fleshlights.
Yeah.
Although for this movie.
I'd throw down for the Twilight OC.
Team Edward.
Well, we'll get to that.
Jacob's not in this one, right?
Oh, sure. Well, you don't know that.
Surely he's in the one called New Moon. Right?
What we do here on the podcast is the people who haven't seen it, Josh in this case, give a brief rundown, a description, an elevator pitch of what they think the movie's going to be about based solely on the title.
And the
zeitgeist.
Yeah. And the movie that
if you were
seen.
Going to go just on the title, what would you?
That would be a much more interesting than me knowing just to kind of know what happens in this movie, but not so much that it's going an interesting pitch.
Mm. So what do you think happens?
It's fucking Bella moves to Forks in the middle of fucking nowhere, and Edward lives there, and he's a vampire, guys, but he's not a normal vampire. He's a weird teen romance vampire that sparkles and broods and has apparently never loved a girl in like 8 million years that he's been around. And
that's
Bella,
what he tells him.
Bella's interesting, though.
Every
got a Bella in every city, baby.
That would be a better movie.
Just sucking on a cigar in a dark room.
That's kind of where the pitch ends, right?
He's got a little in the end shot of this movie is his portrait of every Bella he has across the country.
God.
That'd be cool.
So what characters do you remember from the third movie?
I remember that it's the one with the big vampire werewolf family fight.
Oh, okay.
That's all I remember.
Okay.
I don't think the baby was in one.
You've
think
heard
that's
about the baby.
Part two.
Yeah, there won't be any baby in this one.
No.
But it's a coming.
No. I don't know how far this goes, though.
Like
I don't know.
Second base, third
what
base.
Happens or where.
It is a. You said it's heavily Mormon influenced, so.
The book, Holston.
That I didn't know.
Not a whole lot of sex actually happening.
No, and it's. It's a bed-breaking moment when it actually does.
It kind of makes me scared that this part one, first movie is going to be kind of boring. It's teen romance. We're just getting our two main characters
kind
in. They're just going to stare at each other across the room like 2 hours, right? And then finally admit that they like each other.
Liz is fuming.
What could possibly happen in 2 hours?
They have to have their
when Jacob's not in this movie,
cute
right?
Vampire meet cute. Vampire
oh,
first
oh,
date.
She has to meet their family. Fine.
Yeah, like
she gets
you
to meet
do
the
in
weird
every
vampire
horror
mom
movie,
and dad.
You go home to meet the family.
And Edward gets to meet
do you think
Bella's
she,
lumberjack dad or whoever.
Do you think she learns he's a vampire in this movie?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
How early into the movie?
Or first is it first
like,
hour.
Or is it like the first final hour. Reveal?
Okay. Okay. Open this scene. The second scene she sees him in.
I want to hear more about Bella's lumberjack dad. What do you have? Like, what do you think he thinks about their relationship?
He probably doesn't think it's right.
It ain't right. Just sitting there with an axe. Is that why they move there? Because he's a lumberjack and there's a lot of trees?
I think he's actually a lumberjack.
Right, but that's why they move like there, because there's a lot of trees.
Yeah. I assume he moves there for work, yeah.
Right, okay.
That We've makes been sense. There recently, there is a lot
why
of
else
trees.
Would you move to the middle of nowhere, Montana?
Is okay, it? Yeah, Montana. That might be where this takes place. That's why everyone's wearing cowboy hats. Yeah. Howdy, y'all, and his twinkling fang. Gonna lasso me up some victims.
Maybe I'm super wrong and it'll be cool. I bet I'm not.
I like that you think there's a possibility that this could be cool.
you know what I'll give? I'll cut a review. I'll start the review early and say that I appreciate that in a teen romance movie, they do teen romance vampires, right? It's not a... Edward's not a stereotypical vampire. There's some sparkly weird stuff going on, and, like, I think that's cool. I think this would be a much less interesting series if he was a normal vampire, and, like, that was it.
Yeah.
I bet Jacob is a normal werewolf, though, which is going to be kind of weird.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not a normal werewolf. Surely he doesn't so sparkle too, though.
For
right?
You.
I know.
What's a normal werewolf?
What's a normal werewolf?
You contract like
I think Vincent Price goes over to his bookshelf and pulls off a book of normal werewolves.
You get lycanthropy from another wolf, and during a full, you can turn into a werewolf.
Okay.
Sometimes you can
Steve,
turn into a hybrid.
The werewolf.
Yeah,
he's
that's
quite
normal.
Normal.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe even werewolves in Twilight are weird too.
Okay.
They, I'm trying to think of something
other...
like sparkles, but...
Other what?
Other cryptids?
Other what?
Other cryptids?
No!
Critters?
Do you think there's vampires and werewolves?
There's no Mothmen
aliens?
Or Bigfoots?
No. There might be, like, one elderly wise man character who's, like, not a vampire or wolf, but we don't find out who they are, so it doesn't matter.
So no other supernatural
Absolutely
elements.
Not.
You're never going to see a
Fuck
mermaid
no.
in this series?
There's fucking, what?
You're never going to see a mermaid in this series?
No.
A wizard?
This is an Emily Winsnap, Jesus. It's fucking Team Edward and Team Jake, right? There's not 13 of supernatural creatures.
No dryads hiding out in the forest.
Just vampires and werewolves. And Bella's caught in between.
What if there is a third one? They're just so unpopular, no one ever talked about them.
Maybe. Unlikely.
There's one Minotaur in Montana.
We're in Montana, right?
He's like lassoing cattle.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Liz, what's your history with this movie? When did you first see this? Did you see it when it came out? Did you read the books?
Yes, I saw it in theaters, read the books. It was very exciting. I had my like first apartment in Sun Village. And everything, so it was like my first time like alone.
Boy, Sun Village was scary. I lived there for about a year and a half too.
And yeah, no, it was. I would just like hang out by myself after working at Golden Pride and just like blast through the books and then watch the movies. I haven't been a like super bananas Team Edward, Team Jacob, Twilight fan, but as it's been out this long. And I do watch it fairly often.
Is it a certain time of year thing for you?
Sort of. I mean,
you
I don't
said
know.
Now that you're watching like scary movies for Halloween season.
Right. Yeah. And I feel like in this elder millennial life of mine, I appreciate it for all of its existence.
Lots of nostalgia for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a very goofy time.
Did Twilight and Team Edward and Jacob start the whole tipping jar thing?
What?
You know, like, you see tip jars where it's like, where you Team Edward and Jacob, right? Did that start that tip jar culture?
I don't know if
that... Like meme tip jars? No.
Yeah, meme
no.
tip jars.
No.
I'm
no?
sure people were memeing tip jars as long as there's been tip jars.
Yeah. Might have brought it back, though.
Okay.
I saw this in theaters when it first came out. I had two roommates that both wanted to see it, but they couldn't see it at the same time. I had to go on different nights. So I saw this one twice in theaters.
Oh my God, how exciting.
Yeah. I saw all of them in theaters once, and that's it, one and done. So I'm, well, two and done in that case. So I'm excited to see this. It's been about almost 20 years. It's 2007 this came out. I haven't read any of the books.
That's why it's been out for 20 years.
I tried to read The Host by Stephenie Myers. Didn't get very far.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan. I also read the books, and I read the book before. My girl I was dating at the time was very into the books. So, of course, we went and saw the movie, like, the night it came out. Like, midnight release type deal. For, like, all of them.
Oh, I saw these midnight release, too, for the first time.
Like, all of them. Like I said, I think I even saw the third one, where it was, like, a special feature where you watched the first two and then the third one.
Yep.
And that was too much.
So much movie.
That looks better than the movies.
I love the face everyone makes when you ask that. Because you asked Justin that earlier, and he made the same face, just like... For a book, they're bad.
Yeah. Yes, oh my gosh.
And for a movie, they're bad.
It takes longer than the movie, I assume.
It takes longer to read than the movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you're in a good place.
I'm not going to read the books ever again.
What about the audiobooks?
No.
You think you has Stephanie Meyer done anything since Twilight of note?
She has started rewriting them from other perspectives.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
If any movie deserved a remake...
Well, you don't know that.
You haven't
watched it. R remake. Like, blood
maybe we'll
and
get a third cryptid.
Oh, that would be nice.
With a third cryptid. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pulling for mermaids because they're on the coast in Montana.
Are they on spoilers?
The Montana. Yeah, the Montana coast.
I was expecting, like, a lake.
A landlocked island.
Bigfoot is up there in Montana.
Yeah, Bigfoot.
You got them Sasquatchy.
Sasquatchy.
Right. I don't know if I want to watch a Bigfoot love story.
You don't know that.
Harry and the Hendersons.
Well, that's not like...
Depends on how you're watching it. Oh, Harry, no. Get out of here. I don't love you anymore. Go! Go!
Oh, that'd be so sad. I already cry at that part.
He's just like picking hair out of his mouth.
Ew, oh.
All right, we're going to get to it. We're going to go back to the year of 2007.
Woo!
I mean, we're already there from Sandler, right?
We're right about there, yeah.
2008.
Quit mentioning him, though. He'll show up in this movie. He'll have fangs.
He's already a vampire once. He'll do it again.
He's a pretty good vampire.
You're right. That's like his biggest moneymaker recently is Hotel Transylvania.
Yes! I love Hotel Transylvania.
They're so good.
You haven't seen the first one.
I've seen the first one. Have That's you? The only one I've
oh,
seen.
Oh, the only one you've seen. Okay.
Yep.
Still good.
Still good. But we're going to not watch something good.
We're going to go from California to Montana.
California to Montana.
Yeah, we're going right to Montana.
We might get lost along the way. We'll have to see.
Not Montana.
Yeah.
Howdy, y'all.
Decidedly different atmosphere.
We took a different turn. We decided to go somewhere cooler.
They go there because it's overcast like 80% of the time.
Well, Bella goes there because she's forced to.
Yeah.
I love when she's talking to her mom on the phone and she's like, oh, I like it up here. And she's like, you do? Yeah. Like, you fucking made me move up here.
So you could be with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh my
Phil.
God.
Phil. The baseball player.
Oh, Phil comes back strong in episode 4. Because he has to battle the vampires in a game of baseball. In the the final scene, he breaks the bat and it becomes a stake, and he rams it through the Daddy Collins heart. I wish. This was more fun than I thought it'd be, though. This
gotcha.
It's been a while since you've seen it.
And all I've seen of this movie has been it referenced and parodied and made fun of for the last 20 years.
It's very easy to make fun of.
It's cheesy as hell.
Mm-hmm. I love it. It's so cringe.
Very cringe.
This is like, Edward in this movie is like gaslighting 101.
Uh-huh.
That's how he starts the relationship.
Yeah.
That's just the step one. It's not Coolio.
Is it gaslighting if he's like super obvious about being a vampire? You stop that car with your hand. Yeah, it's an adrenaline.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Hurt your head. Google it. I think you're confused.
I saw your fangs grow. Nuh-uh. They're like just sticking out.
Explain the eye color changing.
No, and walks away.
Yeah.
That was such a funny scene. She's like, your eyes are a different color. Yeah, because of the lights. Bye.
The forest is here in the school. I have to return some videotapes. So this is a movie about Bella, who moves from Phoenix, Arizona to Fork, Washington, because her mom remarries a dude named Phil.
Phil.
And she just needs to spend more time in dreary, rainy town where her dad's like a sheriff.
So she's moving from the desert to a place where it's very rainy and green and...
Opposite.
Yeah.
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 She brings a little cactus with her.
That's cute. Oh, we
definitely not as important as I thought.
did not come back because it did not survive.
Oh. It did not survive. Too wet. No. She could have jammed that in the bad vampire's eye or something.
Oh my god.
Like, she could have saved herself instead of Edward saving her. Would have been a different series if that was the case. Right away, her first day at school.
Everyone just knows who she is.
Hey, you're that girl from the desert.
Yeah, Isabella, right?
New girl, hey.
And she's like, they kind of make friends.
Yeah,
quickly.
Some people do.
They're all nice to her and she's okay with them being nice to her.
Yeah, Kendrick comes up and is like, hey, do you want to be friends first day of school? I'm saying yes.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about it because it's Anna Kendrick. She's just like, all right, I'm going to sit at the table and listen to you guys talk.
And all of the dudes
I guess
into
I'll watch
her.
You try on dresses, but I'm not excited about it.
Yeah.
All the dudes are
into her.
Oh, immediately. Oh, yeah. Immediately. There's the cheesy dude who runs the newspaper.
Yeah, the kid with the bad haircut, yeah.
The bad haircut? You mean the emo haircut from, like, 2002?
He will not stop talking.
That's his thing.
Mm-hmm.
The blonde kid?
No, the emo kid.
Oh, well, I was
he
saying
likes
there's...
worms and worm-shaped objects. Just, like, chasing around.
What was he chasing someone with that really long
snake? It looked weird.
It did look like a snakey thing. Maybe it was, like, a kelp.
Yeah.
Sort of
let's say it was a plant thing. Otherwise, ew.
Yeah.
I found an eel, and it's, like, 7 feet long. Yeah, that's a really elementary school thing to do, and he's in high school chasing girls around with worms.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe don't date him. Then there's the jock, the football player, the blonde.
Blonde-haired guy.
I mean, this isn't Mean Girls. Do we really, like, you know, clicks here?
We have the bite book.
We but kind of just have, like, Bella.
There's not really clicks because they're all just like, hey, new girl, be our friend.
There's one click.
Yeah.
And it's the Collins.
There's two. There's the werewolves.
Oh, well,
they don't go to school.
They're private school?
Yeah. No, they're on the res. It's just a sad reservation.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
That's why he came to the dance in, like, the untucked shirt and tie.
Oh, but if his dad paid him to go and talk to her, why did he, like, get all dressed up?
He wanted her to invite him in.
Because, like, Jacob's still cool, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be involved in this whole thing. He's just...
He's cool, but that wig's not very cool.
No, the wig was bad. Lots of bad wigs.
He dressed up because he wanted Bella to see him and be like, hey, do you want to be my date? I don't have one tonight.
He came to talk to her about her boyfriend.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you dump him?
Yeah.
Because he was like, maybe she'll say, yeah.
My dad paid me to come tell you to break up with your boyfriend.
Okay, buddy, sure. Good alibi.
Oldest trick in the book.
He also said, we'll be watching you.
Oh, God.
Everyone in the
house
is so creepy.
Yeah, why? Oh, God.
She moves in and her dad's friend comes up to him at the diner and he's like, do you remember me from when you was 4 and I played, like, Santa Claus? He's
like a little lit, it seems like. Uh-huh. Like the town boozer.
Because later on the boat he's drinking when he gets ripped to shreds by an animal.
Oh, yeah, an animal.
He's like, I must have left an impression. She's like, yeah, you were the Santa with his ass crack hanging out.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And then they talked about how the kids liked the little bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe
he was just passing out little...
Or maybe they just liked watching him drink the little bottle. Like, oh, I stole these from the elves. They're their little champagne bottles.
It's 99 bananas.
Yeah. Oh, no. 99 bananas.
Prefer 99 peaches, but okay. Oh, it's so syrupy. Everyone in this town is quite a character.
Yeah.
Surprisingly for how little most of them matter.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how, like, there's so many teenagers in that one school. In Forks, there's, like, what, so many. That's not possible.
It's the one high school, like, 50 miles, right?
That's kind of the high school I grew up with, too. Only high school within 50 miles, and it was pretty big like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. There were two high schools on the island I was on, and we still battled, like, never got together for proms, and, like...
When the Cullens first showed up to school...
They were the clique.
And because they were the mean girls.
Anna Kendrick says really something really concerning about them. They're together. Like, together, yeah. Together.
They're not related, though.
It's weird. They're like, they're the Dr. Cullen and Mrs. Cullen's foster kids, is what they said.
And they're all coupled up.
Which they are.
Yeah. No, it's strange.
It is pretty gross.
It's weird.
From a... you know, an outsider's perspective. Because also, they're in high school. So it's like, oh.
Even though none of them look like they're in high school.
Yeah. No, they could get away without just having jobs or
The dude Emmett looks like he's like 26.
This stupid cat. My monkey man.
Oh, no. He's like the new metal kid. And then we have, what's the other guy's name?
Jasper.
Oh my God, Jasper.
He's actually concerning. Seeming.
Jasper's a treasure.
Oh my God. Is he?
He looks like...
People will study this acting job for decades to come.
The entire time. Like, he's just like...
Holding in his farts.
Holding in his farts.
He's like the new vampire, right?
Yeah, so it's hard for him to be around normies without eating them. Like, he was feral or something on the streets, and they rescued him, I guess?
I don't know. Oh, like my cat Dio.
I don't know if it ever goes into his backstory in the books, but that'd be kind of fun.
It does.
Or do you think that... Because we got Edward's backstory. He was going to die of the Spanish flu.
In, like, 1912 or something.
Yeah.
1918.
Okay. Oh, exact dates.
And he turned him in. And that was the first one, supposedly... First one of that current family, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because the next was his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He tested it on Edward. He's like, can I bite him and not kill him? And it worked. So he did it to his wife.
Yeah.
And then he collected a family that also dates.
Yeah. So do you think that he turned all of them?
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's what it sounded like.
I think he turned...
Because it did seem like Jasper was, like, a stray.
Yeah, I think they found
Jasper. Like, the way that they talked about it, he's, like, he's our newest vegetarian.
Yeah, and he was having a tough time. I think he was like feral on the streets of Alaska.
If he had been turned like Edward, he would have been vegetarian the whole time, right?
Yeah. Or they have like a vampire Rumspringa, where they're like, just you're 1600, go crazy for 100 years. Go eat as many as people as you want, try not to start another Black Death, and come back and see how you feel.
I lured Dio in with Meow Mix.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That might be how they got Jasper.
Yeah, just like...
Yeah. You can get dried blood meal to put in your garden to like scare rabbits away. That's how they got Jasper. Yeah. He's like shaking a bag of it outside at night.
Josh, did they get very much into powers at all in the third one?
I don't. It's been so long. I assume they do in the first and second movies.
Because we know that we hear two. Edward can read people's minds.
Everyone at the same time.
And his sister Alice can see the future.
We haven't established that every vampire has a special power, though.
I think they do.
I assume they do.
Do you think they're all, like, different?
Yeah.
How weird do you think the vampire powers get?
I bet
there's quite a few of them.
Because some of them probably don't matter.
Sounds like Justin's leading towards something here, because he's read them and seen them.
Yeah, don't spoil it. We got like seven more movies to go. Right?
It was the one concept that I liked was like that they all kind of had like different powers.
Yeah.
And that'd be funny if like there's the mystery men of vampires. Like the bowler.
Like, I can go invisible.
Yeah, Mr. Rage. yeah, the invisible kid. But he's the only one who could actually go invisible.
But it makes the new vampires interesting, too, because we don't know what they can do.
Right. When you bite somebody, they get a brand new power.
The other team.
Oh, well, one of them's the world's best hunter.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because
is that
thundering.
His power, though?
Yeah.
That he's got a really good sense of smell.
He's got really, he's a tracker.
I think so.
We're out. Which is not as good as being able to read people's minds.
Edward and Bella have started dating, and they're like, join us, it's gonna thunder. It's the only time we can play baseball. Because we hit the ball so hard that it thunder cracks.
But it doesn't break the bat or
the
balls.
Not at all.
No, these are special. Vampire.
The baseball.
Ah, it's a vampire bat, Josh.
It's a vampire baseball, too. That's why it goes so fast. You're impossibly fast and strong.
I wonder now what the Transylvania references.
This is the skin of a killer, Josh.
There's some real good romance book lines. In
Oh my god.
Real good lines.
Was it like, stupid lamb? And then he's like, or...
sadistic.
Oh yeah, masochistic lion. Or
like that. when she first comes into class and he's just like,
oh, I'm not strong enough to stay away from you anymore.
Then don't.
Yeah, such a man.
Yeah, so they're playing baseball and three evil vampires saunter.
Only two of them are evil.
Yeah.
One of them's a pro.
One of them. Only one of them attacks them.
Yeah. One's kind of neutral, chaotic, like, because she
leaves
him away.
It's like, look, I didn't want any of this.
I like how she's like, I led them to the east, and it shows her just walking barefoot on a trail.
She was slow motion running.
And then it shows them looking like, there's a footprint there. Yeah. She must have gone east. And it's like, good job, guys.
Yeah.
You know.
Also, weren't they saying that it was like a beast? It was just her foot.
It was just her footprint.
They left their jurisdiction though, so they can't follow.
Well, he did say human. It was a human footprint.
They thought it was an animal, but then they run.
And they're also saying it's an animal to not freak everybody out.
Right. There's been several attacks in the area, but it's not the Collins because they're
vegetarians.
Well, they don't eat humans.
That's what they said in
the movie. Vampire vegetarian.
Yeah. That's why I think Edward leaves his bedroom door open, the window, so birds can just fly in and he can just snatch them.
How much blood do they have to drink if there's still animals in the area?
You don't think Dr. Colin's cheating a little bit since he's in the hospital?
Taking a little sip?
He's just like a secret
cheating on
alcoholic.
His diet.
Like just taking a couple nips to take the edge off.
It's already in the bag.
I've been working two shifts in a row and I have to save lives here.
Yeah, where's the spinoff?
They weren't gonna make it anyway.
Oh my god.
Yeah, where's the
Procedural? Forks
MD? Yes. Yeah.
I'd watch that show. Oh my gosh.
We think he's doing heroin.
Yeah. I'm surprised there's not a TV show about a vampire doctor.
Sure. It goes hand in hand. Yeah, a weekly trip to the blood bank, huh, doctor? You know, making my delivery. And withdrawal. And then he's like wiping it off the corner of his mouth. One of the vampires, the evil ones, he's blonde, very blonde.
New metal one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have a shirt at first, and then he steals the jacket of the dude they kill in the boat.
He smells Bella when the wind blows against her, and he's like, oh shit.
Did they really not know she was a human until then?
Yeah.
The best senses?
She's that pale. Yeah. She's that pale.
Coming from Phoenix.
Wind was blowing in the other direction.
And they're like, oh, you brought a snack. And it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's ours. We're going to save her for later. Just bye.
Right. That's all they had to do. Oh, my God. Like, this is a special occasion. Go away. It's rude.
We played baseball before.
It's Jasper's birthday.
We're saving her for Jasper's birthday on Friday.
Yeah. He takes this as the ultimate challenge because Edward's going to protect her. And he's just like, I'll go to the end of the earth to hunt you instead of just going to your dad's house the street.
I'm going to go all the way to Florida.
To Phoenix.
They know this because Edward can read his mind.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would have had no...
Edward freaks out right away. He's been very possessive the whole movie. Like, I feel like I need to protect you.
Yeah. Just like whatever those dudes were going to rape her.
The 4-5 dudes, like, assaulted her in the city. The city boys.
Port Angeles.
And he pulls up in his car like, get in!
And that dude was like, that was a very dangerous maneuver.
It's like, oh my god.
I see why they picked him to play the Batman after doing some of the stunts in this. And he has that very stoic acting quality.
How does that hair fit in the Batman hat?
Ooh, carefully. And a lot of product.
He puts it on, it's all crunch. It's all gel.
He takes it off and is like, it's like back to shape.
It's all crusty.
Oh, he was fantastic in that and The Lighthouse. I don't know if you saw that.
I did.
Not his so facial expressions in this were some of my favorite.
You gotta wonder what the director was telling.
I know that it's played as like, oh, she's like it's so tempting. That's why it like hurts not to attack her. But it looked like he was gonna throw up when she walked into the classroom. He was like, like holding it in. Like, that was the face that he made.
It's just high school bullying.
Did you catch that she was standing in front of the fan too?
That's whenever he did it. That
so
was
just
like
spreading her stink in the classroom.
Oh my god. She's like a fragile high school.
It's her first
student.
Day out of school, too, yeah.
And people are just staring at her.
He's just sitting there, like
intimidating.
He runs out of the class like he's gonna puke and goes to the registrar's office right away and is like, is there any other science class I can take?
Get me out of this class.
And we find out he's in love with her immediately because she's the only person he's ever met whose mind he can't read.
And she smells that good.
And she smells that good, yeah. He wants to eat her, too.
Like, it's like, get to know her first, dude. You're in high school.
Nope.
No, well...
He imprints on her right away.
I'm glad he knows he's going to hell.
For dating a teenager?
Because he makes that... He's like, I'm breaking all the rules and going to hell anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you're... It's weird.
Also, you're a vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, he's hundreds of years old.
Edward, if you're gonna act that way, hang out at the punk clubs.
How is everybody that's okay with this so okay with this?
Yeah. And we see his wall of mortarboards and, like, what do you call them? The hats. Yeah, the graduation hats. Hundreds of them. How many cities and states have they moved to and graduated?
Does it even add up since 1918?
Probably not.
Because if he was, like, the first one, and then they came later, and then, like, why... And there's an even number of them, too.
Mm-hmm.
And was there even, like, a high school?
back then? Did you have to worry about it back then?
Yeah, because they probably just, like, got shipped off to working on skyscrapers and eating, like, out of metal lunchboxes.
That sounds kind of fun.
That sounds terrifying. Like, you know...
Well, they're vampires, so they can fly if they fall off.
They fly, they turn into bats.
Never saw that.
They just jumped.
I'm convinced the opening scene where they're chasing the deer, he's just a bat going through the forest.
He's chasing the deer.
That Evil Dead shot we have going through the forest in the beginning, where somebody's hunting a deer, and I don't know who it is.
Pretty sure it's Edward.
Pretty sure it was Edward, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's right. What one of the book's new book's perspectives has got to be from his,
the
right?
deer?
I...
It's like Bambi, it's like, a vampire killed my dad.
Just like a short story.
Oh, it's a horror story for sure.
Yeah, I don't remember which. I just remember like being like, oh no, like they rewrote this. Like, I can't do this again.
Reading it from his perspective would be like...
Just, you're all tense.
It's like reading like...
A serial killer's diary.
Yeah.
It'd be like American Psycho. Like, there's a new girl in school. She's going to be this year's Bella.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah, it's really creepy, and it doesn't get any better when she meets the family. They're all cooking Italiano.
Italiano. Rosalie's, like, inexplicably wearing gloves.
Yeah.
Like, inside the house. I wonder if
her hands are, like, monstrous. They're, like, clawed and hairy. Like,
maybe it has something to do with her power.
Yeah. Monster hands.
Monster
hands. So you win some, you lose some. They're real strong and sharp, though. Like, they come in handy.
God, monster hands.
That's how they get Rosalina in her monster hands.
That's how they pulled that guy apart to burn him so easy.
Exactly. She used her monster hands.
Oh, she wasn't
Alice,
there.
Alice was there in Carlisle and Jasper.
Okay.
Was it Jasper?
Jasper was there.
Right. I thought I saw Emmett, but maybe she wasn't
there. It was
there.
Emmett, right?
But I don't think she was there because she doesn't like Bella.
Yeah, she's a huge
jealous bird. Of her.
Yeah, she left separately to spread the scent around, right?
Yeah, after her dad got admonished her for saying no.
Oh, she tears into her dad. Oh, she's like, I gotta God. Go. Oh, I don't love you anymore. I never did.
Trapped by my dad. That was so sad.
She had to break up with her dad.
And he's like, Bella, don't go. We can do more stuff together.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
I can let you clean the shotgun.
Oh my God.
That Sunday morning where he's having a couple of tall boy beers cleaning multiple shotguns. I'm worried about him.
Yeah.
Dad, are you okay? Do you want to retire from being a cop and become a lumberjack? It's way more soothing.
I was wrong about the lumberjack.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the right area for it.
You could also make a TV show about him solving murders in Forks.
He has no idea they're supernatural.
And, yeah, it's just like, well, this one was looks like it was mauled by some kind of...
Bear. It's a Loch Ness monster.
Yeah, the Loch Ness monster.
And then Mulder comes in and slaps a file on his desk and is like, ever heard of the lumberjack monster?
Scully, are you Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Yeah. That's a good thing about this being 2007 is there wasn't a Netflix TV spinoff.
Right.
Oh, God.
About dad or
it'll be a
dad.
Prime series when it finally happens.
Oh my God.
Stephanie Myers presents Twilight, the Saga.
Two dads. One's a cop, one's a doctor.
Stephanie Myers presents Two Dads, the Twilight Saga.
It'd be like the Daybreak Saga, right? It'd be like the opposite word for Twilight.
Well, that's each book has something,
during the
right?
Day.
There's like
it's their day jobs.
What are the names of the books? Twilight,
New Moon,
Eclipse,
Breaking Dawn.
Okay,
yeah, and they split Breaking Dawn into two movies.
Yeah,
cool. At least those make sense, unlike the Planet of the Apes reboots, because the names don't make any sense, because it's like Planet of the Apes something, and then Dawn is second.
Yeah,
and
like it's Rise of the Planet.
It's Rise, and then Dawn.
And then War.
And then War, and then Kingdom.
And it's still going.
Why would you have Rise and Dawn? Those are like the same thing. I hate it. I hate those monkey movies. They're kind of still going. Now they're fantasy movies.
Oh, they're absolutely
still going, though.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna have spin-offs. Hold on, spider monkey.
Oh yeah, hold on, little, hold on tight, little spider monkey.
Oh, this looks fantastic in 4K.
The little running effect.
Oh my god. It doesn't age well.
The wire work.
Yeah.
There's lots of wire work in this.
The only time they touch, they're teenagers dating. The only time they touch is when she's holding onto him riding his back through the forest.
They kissed.
She touches his hand in the car three to four dates. Yeah, she touches his hand in the car and like pulls away.
A lot of their dates are just laying down next to each other and staring into each other's eyes.
Or just napping.
He breaks into her room.
And he doesn't sleep, so he likes to watch her sleep, though.
Oh, that makes it creepy.
He breaks into her room that night and...
She broke into her room.
She's like, how often do you do this? And he's like, a lot the past few months.
Oh.
I like to watch you sleep. Oh my god, that wasn't a nightmare.
No,
she likes all of this, though.
She does.
She's really into it.
She's totally into it.
That's why it's okay.
I don't think it's okay.
It's not okay.
I'd also be so embarrassed about like sleep sounds and like sleep farting. Just like, oh my god, no, please don't tell me you've been watching.
We don't do that as vampires anymore. I think it's cute. Oh, when they go out to eat and she gets one cheese ravioli.
And he just sits there watching her eat.
Yeah, doesn't get a thing, and it's really awkward. If I went on a date and the other person just sat there and watched me,
I feel like we saw them eating lunch at school.
They were just pretending.
Yeah.
Can't you do that all the time instead of just having her order one meal by herself?
Also, like,
just
what happens if he like eats?
I don't know. I just imagine what we do in the shadows. They just projectile vomit.
Like, you know, does everything else, would he digest any food? Do they digest the blood?
Blood
What's
sausage
What's going
works,
on in there?
The black pudding works. Like, heavy blood foods work.
Oh, dude.
Can they sleep and choose not to?
He doesn't even have a bed in his room, so I don't think so.
No, I don't think they can sleep.
Because that's funny, she goes into his bedroom and is like, you don't even have a bed? Like, really flirting with him. He's like, no, I don't need one.
No,
what would I need a bed for?
Yeah, because he's like super duper chaste. And yeah, she's the one who's like all horned up.
That's what you get for a book written by Stephanie Myers.
She's in the movie.
She is.
She's
pulling a whole Hitchcock sitting at the cafe.
She's also at the wedding.
Oh,
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, she's at the wedding, which is also a bit like weird. Like, you didn't even interact at the diner, and now you're like at the Cullen wedding.
She always wanted to be at a wedding.
So. I guess. Yeah, no one really gets married in Forks.
In Forks, everyone's a different cryptid. You see that guy who's, he makes a reference to, like, really stitching something together, and he's Dr. Frankenstein.
No, he said,
you're alive!
You're alive! Yeah.
Whenever she almost got hit by the car.
Right.
Oh my, that's, like, kind of inappropriate.
She didn't like, almost get hit by a car, Justin. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You weren't there. You didn't see anything.
Oh, yeah, he, like, gaslights her. Like, what?
I'm right here. There's your handprint is in that car. Yeah, they go to the hospital, and the kid's like, I'm so sorry, it was an accident, I got scared. And the dad, like, slams the curtain pretty effectively against him. I've never seen anybody slam a curtain that good.
Dad seems like a good guy, the whole movie. I think that stays throughout the whole series, is that...
He's a good guy?
Yeah, like his dad's...
There are ups and downs.
Okay,
I mean, he's a cop. He's also drinking heavily while cleaning his weapons.
Mm-hmm.
His relationship with his daughter is really strained.
It seems more stable, though, than the mom, though, because he just wanted to settle down and, like, have his quiet little life, and then she wanted to, you know... What Bella said, like, that's what her mom said when she left her dad.
Oh, yeah, she goes dark with it.
Yeah, no, it's
just
I don't want
to be stuck here.
Stuck
just
here.
Like, mom.
Yeah.
It's like, but your mom wasn't stuck here. She left.
Right, yeah. She... Oh, man.
She's with Phil now.
And I just, her mom just irritates me throughout this entire saga.
Oh, yeah.
She's, like, such a bad mom.
Because they have this call, and she's like, tell me about the place. Oh, you like it? There must be a boy.
Yeah, no, but it's also just, like ships Bella off to be with her husband.
To watch him in the batting cages.
Yeah, it's like, what's wrong with Jacksonville? Why couldn't Bella go?
you get the impression it was not Bella's choice at all.
Yeah, I know, for sure.
And then she's like, just stay safe.
Yeah, like, ew! Oh,
mom, stay out of my business.
And it just cracks me up that the hunter dude goes after his mom and not the dad. Lure Bella.
Because they left him alone.
Yeah.
They saw her leave, though.
What's that?
They saw Bella leave.
Yeah, they did that whole, like, breakup and I'm leaving thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that was, like, what they were doing to throw him off for show.
Yeah, just so they could see her leaving.
It's for your best interest.
But also, like, that's still her dad.
Yeah.
There was also you could the still point be like, contact.
Do what you did with the mom.
Yeah.
Like, I have your dad. Come back.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
She was calling the house. And so that's how he picked up the phone. Because they didn't have a way to contact each other. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, she was frantically calling the house. And, yeah.
I like how it made it seem like he ran all the way there. Because he didn't have a car at first, and it shows him running through the forest.
Yeah, they drove there real quick.
And then it's like, he's in Phoenix, and it's like, did he run along the highway? He probably did, yeah.
He's real fast.
Is that guy running?
Oh, God.
Should we stop and pick him up? No.
No, God.
You can't trust those runners.
No, that's like a lot of native supernatural sightings as well. Is like people running alongside your car, like, creepy.
Oh, yeah, so he runs all the way to Phoenix.
People do it, you know. I have a friend who they did this 240-mile race.
Wow. you gotta wonder when people go on that long of a race. They gotta be going. Are there like secret paths they're going through, or are they along these like well routed roads?
A lot of them are just like trails that extend through like the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, okay.
So there's the Pacific Crest Trail that goes from Washington all the way down to San Diego area.
Oh, wow.
So he just did that and then he hopped on the 5.
That's awesome. Is he a vampire?
No, that's what I'm saying. The vampire did that.
Oh, okay. Gotta be.
She goes to the dance studio, right?
Well,
that Alice. Does.
Alice gets a vision and starts sketching it out, and she's like, "It's a bunch of mirrors," and it's like, "I don't know if you can draw a bunch of mirrors, Alice."
It's hard to draw. Like, if she's like having that vision though, like, what was the urgency? Like, she could have just like, you know, looked around in her vision and then drawn it,
or just talked about it,
yeah,
described it.
Was she always good at drawing? She learned to get good because of her visions.
Ooh. Well,
she used to be really bad at it.
They have a lot of talents. We see Edward play the piano one time where Bella's just kind of sitting there watching his hands.
That was such a creepy scene.
There's a lot of her just like staring at weird.
There's a lot of everyone staring at everyone.
The baseball scene where she's like staring at his jaw.
Yeah.
I just like pictured like Alice like with her charcoal sketches. And you like look at her drawing and just like a stick figure Bella with like a sad face. Like, oh no, Bella.
And then the next one is like stick figure with X's over the eyes.
Yeah. See, your leg's broken.
Dun, dun, dun.
I didn't tell you about that part though.
Yeah.
Just the mirror.
Well, she didn't look. She can't look down in her vision.
Okay.
So, is it Shaun of the Dead? And they're just like, dogs can't look up.
Yeah.
Bella can't look down. Or Alice can't look down.
I can only look straight ahead in my visions. That's my power.
Like Batman. And like,
better than fucking monster hands.
Yeah. Damn these monster hands.
Trying to knit over here, just tearing it apart.
Oh, no. We wondered for a minute, because I didn't remember either if, like, their reflections were a thing. Because they were in that dance hall of mirrors.
You forget they're vampires
in
this
movie. They didn't really do anything.
Oh, did they not show the reflections?
They totally showed the reflections.
They had the reflections.
All over the place. They're just rubbing your face.
Sunlight doesn't matter.
It's okay.
They literally rubbed his face in the mirror just to show you.
He went into a room without her inviting him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She did not invite him into her bedroom.
Only bats were the baseball bats.
Yeah, it didn't turn into any bats. Might still be weak to garlic. Might not be able
to
cross
with
water.
They
made Italiano.
They could have just gone without garlic.
Yeah.
There's that, I don't know if you've seen it at the grocery store. They have, like, something called sensitive marinara.
Oh,
and it's,
no.
like, onion and garlic free, and it's, like...
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Oh, it's, no!
It's, like, tomato?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This garlic has not been vaccinated. Or this marinara. This marinara.
Vampire
safe. I've done my own marinara research. It's okay.
Vampire safe marinara sauce.
Ooh, that's who it's gotta be for, right?
Snowflakes.
And how far does this descend? Like, can he eat the golden onion that they went in class?
I don't think anyone should eat that onion. It's like spray paint.
You can peel that off.
It's like very old too.
Oh, yeah. I love a teacher that gives out prizes like that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. The teacher gets more screen time than I remembered in this.
Yeah.
I think he gets more screen time than Jacob.
Yeah.
He does.
Jacob's wig gets more screen time than Jacob does.
Yeah. Why is it so far down?
Jacob didn't take his shirt off at all. He's like, that's like what he does in these movies. Just take his shirt
off.
What
he's known for.
Just like setting down, laying down the foundation. You know, let's just keep only a couple of people shirtless at the moment.
Mm-hmm. We had Edward open his shirt when he was showing her how ugly he was in the sun.
Yeah.
Laurent, like, suddenly lost his, like, frilly ascot thing.
Oh, yeah.
He's all fancy, man. Mm-hmm. Like,
he was like, time for sports, and tore it off.
It's all Velcro.
I wanted to see them play more baseball.
No, did you?
That was fun.
Do you think they play any other sports?
Bowling, but only when it's
but only when it's thundering.
Oh my God.
It's thundering. Should we go bowling or play baseball? Well, it depends on if it's light or dark out.
Sure.
What? They do cosmic bowling.
Ooh, yeah.
Do they glow under black light? That way they like cosmic bowling.
They all glow subtly a different color, though.
Oh!
So it's real fun.
What color is Edward?
Ooh, I bet he's just kind of like a
gray.
Sickly yellow gray.
It's not even exciting.
Yeah.
Like Alice is pink.
Oh,
and like
yeah.
Rosalie's like green.
The new guy Jasper is probably bright yellow or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Edward's just like dirty white tennis shoes. Just like slightly purplish.
He's like that when you get a glow stick and you snap it and it's like the plain one. It's like the white one, no color. And you're like, oh.
They somehow, like, whenever she gets bit, they somehow just like suck the venom out.
You have time to suck out the venom like a snake bite. Like,
even though it was like 5 minutes after she got turned.
You have a choice, Edward.
She has a whole separate
suck out
artery.
Only her poisoned blood.
Yeah, she's got a compound fracture on her thigh bone. She's gonna die.
And she's like bleeding. Do you think it's like a straw? Where like, she's like puddling out, and then
all the other vampires are gathered around the pool of blood.
No, he sucks her blood out of her arm so much, it like sucks back in her thigh. Like she's a giant straw.
I'd like to think so, because there's not a lot of blood in this movie for it being a vampire movie.
No,
kind of like Morbius, you pointed out.
More blood in this movie than there was in Morbius.
Wow. That's fun.
We had a cool neck snap.
There was?
Yeah. And they tear apart a vampire and throw him into
they
the fire.
Do.
So it gets kind of violent.
She gets her... Oh, yeah. She gets her, like, femur mashed. And then, like, when she's at the prom, she has a boot on.
Yeah, like her ankle broke.
Yeah, no, it's like, that's
not... That would have been, like, a full
leg cast.
Right, yeah.
In a wheelchair, probably.
Yeah.
Dancing like...
Maybe he left the vampire venom in long enough for it to heal. Like, he's like, wait, and the doctor's like, hold on. Wait, and like the bone cracks back in and the skin heals, and he's like, okay, cut it. That's why he's such a good doctor.
But he didn't...
he does it to all his patients.
Huh. And sucks out
he's
the
a terrible doctor.
He has no idea what to do.
He has no idea how to heal people. He just bites them, wait for them to heal, and then sucks out the poison in time.
Or he just turns them into his family. He's like all his attempts to save lives, they're just part of his family now.
You must go to a different state. This is where I'm holed up. You get to start a family in Jacksonville.
Oh, no.
He sends Edward and Bella off to start, like, a vampire community there.
Bella gets upset. Right? Maybe. I haven't seen that.
That's a Florida vampire show. Oh, you're right. That's a swampy vampire show for sure.
Florida's swampy.
Bella gets all upset and asks why that he didn't let her turn into a vampire, which, I mean, I kind of get.
Yeah, why are you dating him then? Like, he's a hot vampire. You want to be a vampire if you're with him, I get it.
No, she's upset. Yeah. She's upset. Yeah,
definitely, like, yeah. But he's like, I don't want to kill you. And she's like, I'm dying already.
Yeah, you wouldn't
day.
Have.
This
you
so wouldn't dramatic have. High school.
I know, we're all dying.
Dramatic. I guess I'm going to drive all the way to Florida. Bye. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'll friend you on MySpace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think the second one's about, Josh?
That's New Moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably about the werewolves.
You think so?
Coming into the picture.
Yeah. Because they have their own, their own land. When they go to the beach and are surfing, they say they're on Jacob's land, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have a pact with the vampires.
Yeah. Vampires can't go there.
Yeah.
Treaty. Natives and treaties.
Maybe they're gonna break the pact.
I liked in the flashback that she got whenever Jacob was telling her about that.
I thought
she
felt in
that it was the Cullens.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. I wonder if they ever talked, like, you know, of the fast talking vernacular of the times. Like, why I oughta. Like, you get over here.
She made that comment too.
That comment, 23 Skidoo.
Yeah.
That would have been.
What do you think you're doing here, Jack?
Good, because she made that comment. She's like, sometimes you talk like you're from a different time.
I'm
like,
yeah. Sometimes he slips into, like, that era.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Yeah. Are you a Three Stooge?
Oh, no. I said I could Three Stooge. Oh, no.
All the Cullens slip into that from time to time, and she's like, I gotta get out of here. I wish there were more monsters. I wish it was Monster High.
Mm.
Like you said while you're watching it, Josh.
Different movie.
Different movie, though.
Hey, teenagers are monsters.
Yep, every last one of them. And some of us never grow out of it.
Yeah.
We mentioned another movie while watching this, and you were surprised we hadn't done it on the pod. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
American Werewolf in London.
It slips right into this theme.
Oh, snap.
Come back anytime, because we love to have you as a guest. You bring fun movies. I think The Sixth Sense was a better movie, I'm just going to say. But this was fun to talk about, and it was fun to revisit and watch.
Yeah, this is a good one to watch and make fun of with people.
Yes, no, for sure. It's usually just me, like, eating pasta, like, in my room. Just with the lights out. Oh, 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 oh.
It's a comfort movie for sure. I see that. It's very chill and quiet and rainy.
It's all like shot in Instagram filter.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's pale and blue.
Kind of like the Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah. There was a lot of filtering going on at that time in movies. And this isn't really a winter movie. I know a lot of people watch it around the fall and winter, but some of the other ones, it gets real snowy, right?
Yeah.
They do the forced perspective thing in this, too, because you don't know this, but Robert Pattinson's, like, 4'5".
Oh, he's like, he's like Gandalf.
Yeah.
And he's, like, way above the little hobbit Bella.
The vampire venom didn't do anything for his height.
Aww.
His power is that he's shorter.
It's his power.
Still better than Monster Hands.
Yeah, Monster Hands, Rosalie.
She just crushes that salad bowl. Yeah. I don't even think she meant to.
She got so mad.
I already ate.
Jesus Christ.
I guess we wasted all of our time then. Not like we have nothing but that left.
What else were you gonna do, Rosalie?
I kind of like that they were watching a cooking video from like the 80s behind them on a TV.
Well, they don't have to cook.
Well, they don't know how to cook, but they were looking at something real retro, too.
Still kind of surprised they didn't learn to cook in hundreds of years.
Yeah, just for the fun of it. Maybe food doesn't taste good to them. Or it smell good. It Maybe can be hard to cook if it good. Doesn't smell good to you. Yeah. Sure. You can cook blood things. I don't know. You cook a lot. You don't cook blood things.
No, I don't. I made you guys cookies.
Blood cookies.
Wonderful cookies. Check out the Instagram. We had to choose Team Edward or Team Jacob.
Well, I was going to make you guys choose, but then I forgot how little screen time Jacob got. So
I might still be Team Jacob, though, seeing as what happened in the movie.
And you're pro-wig.
When he shows up to prom and wants to go in.
He had me up until that last scene.
Yeah.
Where he showed up, he's like, my dad paid me to come tell you to break up with your boyfriend.
Yeah, it like shifts his eyes like, oh, my dad, oh. Yeah, that's it.
Josh, would you recommend this movie?
You know, this was surprisingly okay.
Mm-hmm. This part always hurts because we've watched so many actual classics that he said no on.
This is water level right above Stargate.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Better than The Sandlot?
Absolutely. But
more baseball than The Sandlot? Yeah.
Better than The Sandlot. I would say that if you're interested in Twilight and some missed it in the last like 30, 20 years it's been.
15.
15?
Well, that was the edition we watched. Oh. The 15th anniversary edition. It was 07.
Yeah.
Maybe so. Check also out the books movie are first, older. It's shorter than the book.
Do the movie and not the books, I'd
it's,
say.
You know, it's also funny. You know, if you haven't seen it, I think you would laugh. I laughed. I don't laugh.
Get together with movies. A group of friends and watch it.
Yeah.
It's silly.
Justin. And I'm getting a lot of Nick haters saying that I recommend this over some of the stuff I haven't recommended.
the actual classics? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it does what it sets out to do. It's two awkward teen romances doing an awkward teen romance thing. There's a lot of awkward lines and shots. And yeah.
I don't think you recommended The Shining.
Intentional.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
There's one awkward teen and then like 100-year-old man.
200-year-old man. Yeah.
Well, sure, yeah.
In 17-year-old disguise.
But he's not in all that time. He hasn't dated a girl. So
you
still
do not know that. Eat that.
They did say that.
Oh my god, yeah.
He said it.
They did say that, yeah, but we don't know that to be confirmed.
Because yeah, those high school dudes say anything.
This is the skin of a killer.
He's too used to reading their minds. And
gross.
Well, he already watches people sleep. Yeah. So who knows what else he's doing.
He did that before he knew her, so how many other people has he done that to? He's just watching everyone in the town. Like,
yeah, he has to, right?
And he just knows everybody's
like so
thoughts
bored.
All the time.
Yeah.
Probably.
Real gross.
Can he turn it off?
No, I don't think so. Because when they're sitting there, he's like, I hear everybody.
It seems like it makes him real uncomfortable a lot of the time.
I mean, yeah, if you can't turn it off.
Yeah.
That's his power.
No wonder he's by himself all the time.
Yeah, out in the woods. Okay, maybe not the best power. Better than Monster Hands, maybe.
What about animals? Like, what about the animals that he eats?
Can you read that?
How are they still animals?
Just like hear them like, ah!
That scene where he's talking about how he's like built to kill is like everything about me. My smell, my face.
Yeah.
As if you could outrun me.
My shiny skin.
He's like jumping around.
Why do you have shiny skin?
To be a killer?
It's camouflage.
It's camouflage in the glitter world,
yeah,
the camouflage.
It's like the belly of fish. that it's white.
Because so they attack from above, yeah. Drop vampires.
Sparkle effect not as prominent as I was expecting.
I feel like it was more prominent when he was laying down.
Yeah.
Wherever he was.
It's just sort of like a crusting, a little glitter. Like he came from the strip club or something. Yeah. I don't know why he can't go to school those days.
They'd notice.
It's indoors.
Well, also, it's probably, like, you know, rural Washington, Oregon. There's a lot of Republicans who would not...
That boy's wearing glitter.
Yeah. That boy ain't right.
It took Bella, like, 7 instances to realize he was a vampire. And buying a book.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
That uncomfortable bookseller. CSI
enhanced everything. Comes together.
I tell you, that native bookseller giving this little white girl this like tribal legends book, he has some thoughts.
He's like triple like, the price.
Yeah, no, and he's just like, oh Lord.
Who's she dating?
Yeah.
What about like you, Austin? Would you recommend Twilight?
No.
Part 1 of 7.
If you're really looking for a young adult romance monster movie,
uh-huh.
I think you can do better.
I thought you were going to have a suggestion.
Yeah,
I'd say, like I said earlier, Edward Scissorhands was a lot of fun in this category.
That's not a young adult monster.
They're high school.
Yeah, I guess.
It's about her.
It's about the same movie. Yeah.
Not really.
It's been too long.
Yeah, he's also purple.
He has monster hands, too.
But he has leather skin. Hands. He's not shiny skin.
That one has Vincent Price, though.
Yeah. So, if this one had Vincent Price as the teacher,
oh my God.
That would be cool. Be
golden.
Oh, no. And then he has a heart attack.
But, Oh. While making cookies.
Yeah, while making cookies. Oh, no.
Like we said, I'd recommend it if you're getting together and just having fun with it. Sure. It's so awkward.
It's so that's the point, cringy. Though.
It's cheesy, it's cringy, it's edgy.
It's kind of a goth rom-com in a way. Liz, you brought us this movie. Would you recommend it after all these years?
Okay, I do so bad with recommendations because I'm not like, you should watch this. I'm always like, I enjoyed it.
That's not what we're here for.
I mean, probably not, I guess. I don't know.
Don't make me look weird, guys. I'm the only one that recommends.
Yeah, I'm all...
Justin, you gotta recommend.
I'm all dressed up, too.
Oh my God, that's gonna be the poster of our episode. The movie only Josh recommends.
Is this the first movie that maybe... Only I've recommended.
It's quite possible. And it's Twilight. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Liz, you're even wearing a shirt.
I know. And she glitter and cookies. Baseball socks. Yeah, and I made you guys cookies.
Before you make the decision, Justin, $37 million budget, $408 million.
Oh,
this is a moneymaker. Oh,
it's a huge.
No
huge
arguing
success.
There.
It's all teenagers.
Yeah.
And surely that'll
And also it caught... Nothing to make. There was no money was put
in. They're just filming in a forest.
Yeah.
They had some wire work going on.
There was
on.
Some wire work, a little bit of CGI.
Yeah. His eyes change color.
All the budget went into their contacts. Their color contacts.
And glitter.
Yeah,
sorry,
and glitter.
Josh, I gotta leave you standing alone on this one.
Wow.
No.
Can I take back my record?
No. Save you're the cryptid this time.
Oh, no. I was the third cryptid.
It's
that's
not
incredible.
It's not terrible. Like
no, it's not as bad as a lot of people make it out to be.
I
think a lot of people
movie.
Try.
Yes. I'm still saying.
I think a lot of people try to like hate. Like it was like a fun thing to hate on at the time, and
it sends a lot of bad messages.
Oh God!
Especially the second one.
Oh yeah.
Does it follow the book at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of them follow the book, as far as I remember.
I don't remember anything really egregious, like them skipping anything.
The baby's egregious once we get there.
Oh, yeah. That's a terrible...
So that's how she gets turned, right? I think I remember.
Oh, maybe you'll find out someday, Josh.
Because she almost, like dies in childbirth, right? And that's when he decides to turn her? Isn't that what happens?
That would be quite dramatic.
Maybe I'm misremembering.
Yeah, yeah, you watched the movie.
I did watch one of the movies.
You did.
The
night watched two of them.
Yay!
No, well, two now.
Yeah,
that's what
two
I said.
Two left?
No.
Three left.
Including the one I've seen already.
No.
No.
Wait, what? Because
that's a two-parter. Breaking Dawn is a two-parter. There's new...
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Yes!
There you go.
We got
Breaking Dawn got split into part one and part two.
It's like vampires. Right. They just keep multiplying.
Oh, what?
That's the movie's fault.
No.
What was the tagline for this movie?
Hmm?
We saw the tagline for this movie.
If you live forever, what is there to live for?
Oh, yeah. There's another one on the wiki page.
Okay.
Of course, it's not loaded now. it is nothing will be the same.
That's not as good.
That's no.
No.
That's like pretty generic.
That's like a Target, like, mom poster that you hang in your kitchen.
Let's see if there's any other taglines.
Like, live, laugh, love.
Today is tomorrow's yesterday.
Hang in there.
Oh, I have that poster on my refrigerator.
Oh, I gotta see those Japanese posters for this movie.
Yeah, there probably is.
They must be.
I saw a remake of Twilight that cat anime poster recently, and it's like, the cats will fall in
Wait,
time.
Wait, oh, no. Did he get in here?
Oh, God. The listeners don't know what we're talking about, but if you go to YouTube and you type in Twilight Ambience, there's a Bella's Bedroom Rainstorm Ambience, and about an hour in, Jacob pops up and disappears, and it was quite shocking. How did you get in here?
Imagine how Bella feels.
Did we miss Edward? Too engrossed in the conversation, we missed Edward?
Oh, you can't miss Edward. He would have been standing here creepily with his red eyes glowing.
He has golden eyes.
I'm saying in the night when he's in the shadows, they probably glow red.
Ew! Like,
I think they only have red eyes if you have the human blood.
Correct.
Because the bad vampires had red eyes.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's the thing. Excuse me.
Well, we can't wait to have you back.
Yeah!
Is there anything you want to shout out while you're here?
Not really.
All right. It's the way we like it. Not busy at all.
It's either all or nothing. I'm going nothing.
Good. All right. Keep it nice and simple. Yeah. I don't want to shout out anything either. Nothing's going on. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Stop listening.
If you want to hear from me, listen to my next episode. Bye. All right. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Liz.